This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. The transparent winter landscape reveals stone walls and the stories they tell about those who lived here before. Visit an early homestead in your town and notice the different stone walls. A homesteading family worked the land in four ways. Closest to home was cropland, cleared, plowed, and planted. Food crops required frequent tending. It made good sense to have them close by. Rocks of all sizes had to be removed to allow plowing, so walls with the smallest stones indicate where a homesteading family grew its food. Those walls also include small rocks heaved up each year by winter's freeze and thaw. Some say that a farmer's first spring crop is rocks. Next come hayfields. Hay to feed farm animals over the winter was cut by a hand scythe. There was no need to remove small field stones when clearing land to grow hay. Accordingly, walls surrounding hayfields have larger stones. As for pasture land where farm animals grazed, there was even less need to remove rocks. Pasture land was bordered by walls with the largest stones, some so large you have to wonder how they were muscled into place. A family's woodlot was located farthest from the front door, on the rockiest, poorest soil. There was no need to clear a woodlot of rocks, so no stone walls border that land. New England stone walls add notable character to the landscape. With a combined length estimated at 240,000 miles, the distance from the Earth to the Moon, they also reflect the rugged character of the families who settled the land. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.